Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Minow, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Minow and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Minow and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Minow the Mayor here on 97.9 FM WGBW, 98.3 FM WISS, and of course the Civic Media app. 56 in Green Bay, 61 in Appleton, 58 in Oshkosh. Beautiful, beautiful day. Sounds like some rain coming around tomorrow. Yes. We're going to be at EAA, but I think that's the only day it's in the forecast.
Yeah, and you're camping with Brittany tomorrow?
Yeah, well, fun. Outside of her, I'm going to sleep under a... stars.
In the rain. Yeah. Half inch of rain.
Okay. I can do it. No problem. Okay. The segment brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Now's the time to check it out. If you're looking for new windows or doors, pay as low as $18 per window, $81 per patio door per month. This is really cool. Completes the installation with no mess and no hassle, leaving absolutely nothing but perfect results that'll last pretty much a lifetime. $18 per window, $81 per month. Got to check it out. It ends on the 31st of this month. Visit PellaWI.com today. Joining us right now, Jennifer Birschbach, Green Bay area mom, with a very special thing that you put together.
You know, and we talk about getting through life is not always easy. And what can help you are support groups.
In
many things, in retirees, in just in sports, just support groups. People of your own ilk can really help you because they've done things and can save you some time and money and a lot of frustration. You've put together or purchased or however that. Tell us about this. We are Green Bay Area Moms.
Yeah, so Green Bay Area Mom was started about 7 years ago. Almost eight. And it was brought here as a resource for Green Bay parents. So when it was brought here, we had some sister sites in Madison and Milwaukee, and we wanted to have that support here in Green Bay. So we put together resources and events and just a place for encouragement or to ask your questions. And we have a whole group of ladies here in Green Bay who are working together to help support parents.
And that's a tough thing, right? I mean, raising kids is great, and I think that's why a lot of us are put on the planet, but it's not without its challenges. What are some of the biggest questions that parents might Google in, or not Google in, but might send in to you?
Yeah, so a lot of that is, what do I do with my kids, right? So you have a weekend. You don't know all the events going on. You don't know all the places to go. You might have lived here your whole life and not even known some of the places that are really cool to take your kids. And so most of the questions we get are like, what can I do with my kids? I'm just moving here. What are the cool things to do?
This sounds great. And as my grandma said, and I'm old, so she's would be really the, but idle hands are the work of the devil.
You know,
she did not like us sitting around doing nothing. You know, and even with that, just so that they know where the parks are and what parks have playground equipment and what some are a little bit more towards baseball and some, you know, tennis and now pickleball. But yeah, that's a resource. They can go and look at that because it doesn't always have to be an event, right? I mean, they just want to do something with their.
Correct. And we actually put on our site, we have a park guide that we actually take videos of the playgrounds to try and show you like, hey, this would be a great spot for a little kid, or this is a really cool one for older kids, right? Like, so we can try
Special needs parks. They have
absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And a lot of these things, like, you just don't really know what you have.
That was always a frustration of mine when I was
mayor.
That people didn't know everything. We did a campaign back in, it was a long time ago, 2004, like 20 years ago. And be a tourist in your own town. And you would get your passport stamped at like the Children's Museum we didn't have the auto gallery back then, but like we would do that and just all the cool stuff, botanical gardens. I mean, who hasn't been out there? I look at Johnny. But there's a lot of things right here. And then besides the 36 parks that Green Bay has as well. And the transit system,
it's a really family-friendly place. And it's, you know, everyone from outside might think we might be a big city because of all the, you know, the Packers and all the other things. But like, really, it's such a family friendly area. And there is so much to do with your kids and so much, like, you could go hiking, you could do, you know, enjoy nature, any of that stuff. But if you don't know about it, you just don't know about it.
Right.
What about some of the other thing? I mean, those are all the fun type things and everything. But I mean, I got a daughter that, you know, has to have a young daughter in daycare when she works. The cost of those types of things. And I mean, do you guys have like kind of like a support system and somebody saying, hey, I know of a great daycare and it's not going to charge you an arm and a leg? And I mean, there's some serious issues that parents have to deal with now, isn't there?
Absolutely. That's one of the other questions that we get all the time is how, like, daycare right now is just impossible to find, really. But we do have a preschool and childcare guide. We do actually have our community group where people can ask questions and say, hey, what are the best daycares? So that's a resource of parents helping parents.
That's what I mean. Yeah.
And you might, the guy I go to, Western, have a trainer and his wife's going to have a baby any week, but they had to get queued up for a daycare.
It's so early. Right? It's so early.
They had to get their daycare before the baby was born.
Oh, absolutely.
Wow.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's so hard to find. There is such a daycare shortage right now, our childcare shortage. And we, that's a question of like, what resources do you have?
Well, I know for a fact there's women I've talked to them where it's like, they have to debate in their mind. Is it worth it for what I make, for what I take home, for what I pay in taxes? Would I pay the daycare? Yeah. Is it worth it?
And you have to really weigh that. And there's sometimes guys that stay home too, and their wife. I mean, that happens. Like my nephew's doing that, but it's not just, you know, I make what $20 an hour here, but it's the cost. You got to get clothes. You got to drive. You may even need another car. Maybe
lunches,
not,
maybe whatever.
Just, right, yeah. And then they pass the hat because so and so, you know, he's getting married.
Somebody's selling Girl Scout cookies.
<Right? Yeah. laughs> You know, how many Surgeries bars do you want?
Yeah.
Working is, it's not 100% take home. You know what I mean? Like Johnny said,
absolutely.
You know, there's taxes and everything that come out, but then there's also a cost to working and
yeah. Getting, yeah. And I stayed at home just because of that too. And my job, when I had my oldest, it wasn't going to pay for childcare.
That's
what
I mean.
And right. that was 16 years ago.
How much is it now on the average?
Oh gosh. I don't know because I haven't looked into it, but yeah. I know like it is. Yeah.
It's a house payment.
People are struggling. People are really struggling with it.
Yeah. Hey, with your group, so this is an online, or tell me how your group, how your
connects.
Organization connects. Yeah.
Yeah. So we have our website that has local blog posts from local parents. And then we put resources together, like if you're looking for, 4th of July was just recently. So 4th of July fireworks, we put all together all the places that have them and when they're having them. And we put together, so that's kind of our website. But then we're really active on Facebook and Instagram. We have a really great social media lady who, like, she just loves it so much and is really positive and an encouraging place. And then also we get together for events. So, like, we have play dates or mom's book. We have a book club. We have mom night out events, things to get people connected to each other.
And then another thing we mentioned just before we went on the air was about the screen time during the summer, right? Talk about that, please.
Yeah. So number one, screen time is just kind of a problem all around. So for connection, we were kind of talking about that. Like, you know, you get to a mom group or a play date and you see all these moms on screens or the kids are playing on screens all the time. Sometimes it's just easy, like in order to make connections and to be encouraging to each other and stuff like that. Sometimes we got to put those things away. And I know for my kids, I've had taken that stuff away and the attitudes are better. The connections are better. Mm-hmm. It just really helps if you can kind of put that screen away every once in a while.
I was telling you that we have some friends of ours whose kids are young, you know, like I said, 4, 5, 6, but she was looking for a play group that the parents don't allow phones. You know, she said it was harder than she thought.
Yeah. I mean, I think a lot of people are uncomfortable coming to that stuff nowadays. But it is so important to actually like communicate with other parents because you really get a lot more support and mm-hmm. you really get a lot more connection to people.
And let's be honest, especially with single moms, okay? They have to think to themselves, well, I'm on an island, I'm by myself, I'm whatever, having something like, and everybody's got that girlfriend or whatever, whatever, but having a whole support group like you guys have, I would think just for a shoulder to, I don't want to say cry on, but just a, you know, shoulder of support and everything, mentally can really make a difference, can't it?
Oh, absolutely. Like, we don't know that other people are in the same boat as us until other people tell us they're in the same boat as us. And it, the instant you're like, oh my goodness, I went through that too.
Exactly.
That feeling like changes everything.
Yeah. Jennifer, so we're talking with Jennifer Birschbach, who is, are you the executive director?
I'm an owner of Green Bay Area Mom.
You're the owner of Green Bay Area Mom, which is a, I don't know, it's more than networking. Well, it's a networking site, but you get advice and you also get together physically as well, besides the website, right?
I mean,
and you do activities. What are the average age of kids where parents are involved in your organization?
We have actually quite a few. So we definitely have a lot of resources for that younger age. Our play dates usually run from like 0 to 6. But we also try and do some teen events. We've done stuff at EdgeBR. We've done stuff at local businesses that do gear towards older children. But yeah, we just have to...
We just had somebody on here that, was it Makers thing where they actually make like models and things, just cool things for kids.
Yeah.
And they were on here because nobody knows about them. You know what I mean? And we can be a vehicle as well. And you're a resource, which is really, really important. And, I think that's good because I can't think of a more stressful job than being a single mom.
Yeah.
And I've told my wife that when we had kids, I don't know how they do it. God bless them.
I agree.
Well, my wife would go away for like 2 days to these retreats and I just was counting the hours. It's just, oh my God, please come home.
Sure. She was too.
Like she wanted to stay longer.
No. Exactly. How many more hours do I have? Oh, thank God. I have 12 more.
Wow.
I think this is really great what you did and what you're doing.
Yeah. Thank you.
I really do. I think it's very much needed.
Give us the info again, the website and your Facebook.
So yeah, it's greenbayareamom.com. Our Facebook is all on Green Bay Area Mom. Instagram handle is Green Bay Area Mom also.
Would you let single dads?
Absolutely. Dads use our resources all the time. Grandparents, everyone. We try and just make it as general as possible. It's just things to do with your kids.
Phenomenal. Thanks for doing this.
I love the support aspect of it.
Yeah.
So that's wonderful. Jennifer Birschbach, thank you so very much. Green Bay Area Moms, well-needed type of entity that I didn't know anything about until we heard you were coming on. So this is great. And we'll get the word out wherever we can for you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. We're going to send a quick break. Back after this. Hey, welcome back. Mano and the Mayor. Special thanks to Jennifer Birschbach. Special thanks to Brittany Malou. And we got Katie Hess from the Autism Society of Greater Green Bay coming up about their golf outing. We want to help them out as much as humanly possible. You know, we're talking about going to EAA and about what a big, I would think that is, I mean, in the state of Wisconsin, obviously you got Summerfest, you've got, you know, the State Fair in West Allis, you got those kind of things. But as far as like something known worldwide, like what do you know about Wisconsin? That's one of those things that a lot of people connotate with Wisconsin is EAA.
Yeah, my son-in-law is from Columbia, from Cali, and he was talking about his dad has been wanting to come up here, and his dad's a hang glider, but everybody around the world knows about EAA.
Yeah.
I think they've done just a great job.
Fantastic job of promoting it. You know what? I remember, I think the first year I was ever there, when I was in TV, I was there to come. I've never gone there as a spectator.
Oh.
I've been there, you know, many times covering different events, but I'll never forget. I want to say it was Chuck Yeager, I remember Chuck Yeager was there. I remember interviewing Chuck Yeager, but there was another guy, Pappy Boyington. We got to talk to, is Dick coming out today or tomorrow? Tomorrow, huh? Napinski? Pappy Boyington. Remember the TV show, Bubba Black Sheep, Robert Conrad?
I know Robert Conrad.
Right.
He was in West, some...
Wild Wild West.
Bubba Wild West.
And then, but he was also... the TV show, Pappy Boyington, based on a true story, fighter pilots in the South Pacific. Mm. And you don't remember this show?
No.
No, okay. But anyway, one of the top Japanese fighter pilots was also there that year. And I heard they did not get along.
Imagine that.
That they like literally may have gone against each other in aerial battles. Yeah.
Oh.
We got to talk to Dick about that.
Yeah.
But I remember Boeington was really ticked off about something with the Japanese pilot. Yeah.
But that, really, you didn't go to that when you were a kid? Not a kid, but I don't know. How long has it been there? It's been there a while. I mean, I'm not saying I was there. I don't think it was there when I was a little kid.
Well, okay, let me just say this.
College,
for
sure.
When I was in sports, I mean, I wasn't living around here until, you know, I worked in sports. So EAA starting up same day as Packers training camp.
Yeah.
And then once Packer training camp starts, back in those days, you were at practice every single day.
Yeah.
Every single day and sometimes both practices.
Yeah.
So you didn't have a lot of time for anything else that time of year.
Yeah.
And that was just the way it was.
But I think people should really take advantage of that. I don't think it's I forgot what she said the prices, but it's worth it. And you get, I don't know, two or three.
Well, the one text we got didn't they say like $48 for a year to be a member of EAA? Something like that?
Yeah, I don't.
Have you ever seen how tiny, you did last year, how tiny some of those people just pitch those tiny little tents under like the wings of their planes?
Right.
I mean, just.
That's a sleeping bag.
And didn't we meet one guy that was sleeping in his plane, Jim?
Yeah.
Last year?
Oh, God, I can't believe he flew that. Didn't he fly up from Texas?
Yeah.
I'm like, you're going to be kidding me.
And he slept
me.
In his plane.
Yeah.
That's when you just want it. That's when you want it really, really bad.
But that's going to be fun. That's going to be fun to broadcast from there tomorrow. I'm sure we got some great
guests. Just interesting people. You just meet really, really interesting people, and you'll learn a lot. Yeah. I mean, I'd still love to have somebody there that's affiliated with the B-52s. I'm still fascinated by that plane. Have you ever seen one up close?
Yes.
Okay. They're incredible.
They've been at the EAA before, right? I mean,
I've never seen them. I mean, I used to see him up at K.I. Sawyer in Gwynn, Michigan.
Yeah, I got to be honest with you, Johnny. I don't know that I would. You know what? I don't know if I saw one. I've been around those military planes a lot.
Yeah.
So I'm just not into planes like you are. But I like,
I got text here. The museum is absolutely amazing year-round. Yeah. So.
And we're going to have the director of the museum on tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock, Chris Henry.
Of the EAA Museum?
Yes.
Could we also try to get Stu Tribbley, his name is. Stu is the director of the Veterans Museum, which is right there. You can literally walk from the Veterans Museum to where we're going to be set up.
That EAA Museum, do they still have that hot air balloon, that guy that went around the world in it?
Jacques Cousteau?
No. This guy, I think he died.
In a
rich guy.
Hot air balloon crash? Or no?
I don't know, but I remember we went there. I took the kids. This was 20 years ago. But we went there, and I was showing them that, and it's it was the hot air balloon that went around the world. It's got to still be there. It was over in the corner, and it's like, you know, roped off with those things like hotels have.
It wasn't from that old movie, was it?
No,
around
no, was
the world
it?
In 100
no, no,
days
no, no,
or
no, it wasn't. No, it was the real deal.
Okay,
he was a philanthropist, entrepreneur. It was his hot air balloon. No, I'm not kidding you guys. What? What's so funny about that?
Todd, you have a comment, Todd?
Well, it's just it's been a rough day for you, Jim.
It has.
Maybe it's time you just thought about.
I will not seek re-election co-host of the Manu and the Mayor show.
So it was roped off, and I kind of took my kids and put them all in that hot air balloon, took their picture.
Even though it was roped off?
Yeah.
Nice.
I did.
When you're the mayor, you could do anything you want.
Yeah. I wasn't. That was
wow.
That was before that.
That could have been.
Wait a minute, Todd. You're right. I could have been. I could have been the mayor. Think about me. I guess I was. Anyway, that museum's awesome.
No question.
Whole thing. That's gonna be fun. This is gonna be a great week. And hey, tell our listeners a little bit more. Training camp. You covered that forever. Fun.
For a while.
I mean, you just go, you got to get there a little bit early. They got a stadium there, and you...
Well, we used to just be out, I mean, yeah, just on the sidelines, you know, you would shoot, you do your stories, you get your guys lined up. But I will say this, when I covered training camp in my day, it was so much easier, I think, than now, because you could have access to anybody. As soon as camp was over, you could walk up to a guy, hey, come on here for an interview, this guy, that guy. Walk into the locker room, do whatever you want, talk to anybody, you know, all that kind of stuff. Now things are so much more controlled It's unbelievable. You put in requests for guys and do a sit down. Really? I liked it a lot when I was doing it. I would not enjoy the way it is now, to be honest with you.
But right now they have what, 80 guys? Right? Isn't everybody there? And they cut down to 55 or whatever the number is.
53.
53. Okay. I think that would be fun to go and just watch.
It is. And no question. That people love going there, and it's a great. I think it's the best part. I always say it's almost the same as minor league baseball. The best part is going there and just kind of keeping an eye on some, just seeing who kind of catches your eye.
Right.
You know, don't specifically try. Just see who catches your eye and then just follow that guy. And it's kind of like when I saved up all my Nightcrawler money and came down to buy that Packer jersey.
Yes.
And they were all sold out except for number 56. Because it was a factory reject or something that's supposed to be 66. And I went to the game that night, and there was this guy named Tommy Joe Crutcher that nobody heard of. And I followed his entire career, and he played like 7 or 8 years that's in the awesome. NFL. And I told him that story, and it was great. So I think it's fun sometime to see who catches your eye and really follow that person's career.
And does Jordan Love show up at every...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's cool, too.
Oh, we got such a good guy in him here. It's mind-boggling.
But you say they don't mingle with the fans after training camp.
Well, they do. They still do. But I'm just talking the media used to be able to go up and I just see. Grab guys left and right, left and right, left and right, and all that stuff. So.
I think people should do that. I mean, if you're in town, it's close. There's free parking.
Got to get there early.
You know, that's true. I don't know how many stands. I don't know how many seats those bleachers seat. But when they first put it in, I tell you, it was dedicated August 1st. I don't know what year that was. Probably, I got the seat cushions. But then Donna would go quite a bit with our youngest daughter, and there was just wasn't that busy. And now it's like,
no, it's crazy.
It is.
You know what I could never figure out, the gym, when they had all of the ones, you know, at the regular, the old practice field, I guess, right next to the Hudson Center.
Yeah.
Why they never had a walkway over Oneida? It was so, you'd hear tires, because people would be looking at the practice, somebody would be crossing, and you'd hear brakes screeching all the time.
Yeah.
Why didn't they ever put in a walkway?
Well, those are very, very expensive.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are.
Oh my gosh. I think that walkway would have served Green Bay better than a Zip and Pippin.
They should go under. Oh,
we get
geez,
a quick break.
That hurt. Time keeps on slipping
into the future. Right now on Facebook, search for Mino and the Mayor or WGBW or Oshkosh Air Support and see the entire show unfold right before your eyes. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. On a beautiful morning, 56 in Green Bay, 64 in Appleton, 59 in Oshkosh, right here on 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3 FM, WISS, and of course, download our Civic Media app. Got some texts here. My fondest memory of camp is when the bleachers were on Oneida Street and Mike Holmgren, what's the name of that coach there?
Yeah.
Mike who?
Yeah, he's... Super Bowl coach. Okay.
Kicked out Wayne Simmons for hitting a player during a non-contact drill. Mm-hmm. Wayne Simmons was crazy, but he was good. He's one of those guys that's like, you hate him, but he's on our team. We love him. You know what I mean? You don't want to play against him.
Right.
He was that guy. I got another text. I remember going with my dad and getting my construction paper football signed, especially when Bart Starr was coaching. Got another one here. I've never been to training camp, but I got to know AJ and Jordan their first couple of years as rookies, being the garbage man at their apartment complex they lived at. Kingsley Engebert, Rudy Ford, Romeo Dobbs, and numerous others lived there throughout the years, also that I would see and have chats with. That's cool.
Yeah. You know what? That training camp, as parents, I mean, you got to raise your kids, but creating those memories, like these guys who text in were, you know, I'm sure that was some of that was, what, 10, 15 years ago, and they're going to get older and remember that training camp, and it's free, you know, unless you want to buy something to eat or drink there. It's very expensive, but I mean, it's the free thing to do, and I just think people should go out and experience that because you live here.
I thought Green Bay kids were the luckiest kids in the world.
Right.
In the entire world, I thought they were the luckiest kids because they could, like, hang out with Packer players going back and forth from practice.
Right.
Would have given anything in the world for that. Can you imagine me at 9 years old with Packer, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
With my bike, with the basket and everything.
Yeah. Oh.
They're like, why do you have a basket? So, well, because I'm an athlete. It's like, you're right.
Yeah, carry the basketball.
Those two things go together. I mean, when I think about it.
Thank you.
Yep.
Joining us tonight, Katie Hess, Autism Society of Greater Green Bay, Wisconsin. Got a big golf outing coming up. But before that, Katie, I was just saying with autism, I don't know if I just didn't notice it before when I was younger or whatever, but I can name probably 10 people off the top of my head who have children with autism.
Yeah. Yeah. It's more common than you think.
Yep. Yeah.
Absolutely.
And Wisconsin gets pretty high marks, don't we, for dealing with autism?
Well, we do. There's always a lot of work that can be done.
Always?
But yes.
Mm-hmm. But it just seems like when there's people, I've talked to people outside of the state, and they think we know what we're doing. I mean, compared, everything's relative, but mm-hmm. I mean, I think you're doing a great job. And mm-hmm. I don't know that the distribution of executive directors is fair. I mean, somebody has 3 counties, somebody has 5 counties, and you have 68 or whatever.
What is your, if you drew a map of your counties, what would it look like?
Yeah, well, we're like upper Wisconsin, so 53 counties north of 53. Madison and Milwaukee.
Mm-hmm. And the rest is split between 2 people.
But remember, we're a more rural community,
right
up here, and it's denser population in Madison, Milwaukee.
And what kind of resources do you have for autism, for kids with autism?
Yeah, so we do a lot at our organization. A lot of it's advocacy. So when you talk about how great Wisconsin is as far as autism is concerned, a lot of that comes from advocacy. The laws that are made, mm-hmm. what we're doing to talk to people to make sure that people are aware that this is an issue and that, you know, they need support. We do support groups. We do activities. We do fundraisers. We do lots of wonderful
things. What can we do better?
If you look at the services available in schools, it could be improved greatly, greatly. We talk about students with disabilities, and it's not just children with autism, but they need more supports at schools so that they can succeed later in life. That's a big one.
Autism is, I can't think of a different word, growing. But was it always there and we're just better at diagnosing it?
So, I mean, we didn't, when I was in high school or whatever, never heard the word.
Yeah. And I think too, because it's becoming more prevalent, because it's being diagnosed. So once you have that diagnosis, once you realize and recognize and name something, it's easier to spot it in individuals, right? So it comes in varying degrees. So there may have been, I'm sure there were children with autism in your schools.
Right.
You just didn't know what it was,
exactly.
Right? There was no name for it. Or maybe there weren't services available for them in schools, so they didn't go to school. Maybe they went somewhere else or they just stayed at home. So the more that we recognize it, the more that we understand what it looks like and what people are dealing with, the more apt we are to help them.
Tell me like 2 or 3 characteristics of somebody with autism.
Because there could be really high functioning people with autism, correct?
So
Elon Musk.
You'll see.
Is he really?
I think some of those guys are, okay, whatever. I don't know that. I shouldn't have said that. Sorry, Elon.
Yeah, you probably should not have.
So what you'll notice sometimes in individuals with autism is they'll show some repetitive behaviors. You'll see that. So it could be tapping or ticking or rocking, things like that. They have a difficult time being in social situations for the most part. So just general social interactions are more difficult for them. So just dealing with that and building and forming relationships, strong relationships, things like that are more difficult for them as well.
We're with Katie Hess, Autism Society of Greater Wisconsin.
At autism, different levels?
Mm-hmm. So what we say is if you've met one person with autism, you've met one person with autism. It looks different for everybody.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So the funding, you have a golf outing coming up, and we want to support that at Thornbury, but where does the money go then for these programs? Or tell me a little bit more about the funding, how people can.
So we support the chapters within our service area. We do support groups. Again, we do advocacy and things like that. So what we're trying to do is build a network and a community of people who can support each other. So it's not up to us necessarily to provide a bunch of services for people. It's about connecting people because everybody needs something different. So what we're trying to do is say, as you grow and as you learn, we're here to support you. We're here to help you.
Awesome. Do you need, like, you were been in other nonprofits.
Mm-hmm.
Was it Big Brothers, Big Sisters?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And this guy was a mentor. Is that true?
He was. Jim was a mentor. Yeah.
And what did I say to you that I guarantee you his first question?
Hey, you ever get into politics?
I had my seventh grader.
And then he talks about what did he do? What did he do while he was mentoring him?
You got to run for school office.
School representative.
Yeah.
Class representative.
Yeah.
And you got him to run.
Yes, absolutely, I did. And then
God, and this kid was so lucky. You know what Jim would take him on for his field trips? To ribbon cutting.
Well, you got to be with him once a week, and that week goes fast. I mean, you get busy, and you've got your own kids. But
come on, we're going to ribbon cutting.
I had to do the ribbon.
It'll be very educational for you.
You'll love it. He's so fun.
Anyway, yes, we did that. There's so many good programs. I mean, Big Absolutely. Brothers, Big Sisters, the Boys and Girls Club is a great program. Mm-hmm. Obviously, what you do with the autism is great. And I think when we look back at it, it was only a year ago, that when Green Bay was named the number one place to live in the United States, which there's a lot of cities in 50 states. And for us to be picked number one, they went through a lot of criteria. I mean, if you read that report, cost of living was back then pretty manageable, but just the amenities and some of the support we have here to organizations like yours, mm-hmm. it's just, it works.
Yeah.
I mean, what's near and dear to your heart with this one, Katie?
I have two nephews with autism.
Okay, there it is.
So when the opportunity came to run this organization, I said, sign me up.
That's tremendous.
And how are they doing? And what are they doing? Do they take advantage of what programs have worked best for them?
Yeah. So actually, that's one of the reasons why I'm on the radio show with you guys is because not everybody knows about our organization.
Right.
My sister and brother didn't even know that my organization existed before I was with it. So that I just can't imagine how many other families are going without supports because they don't know we're here. And so one of the biggest things that I want to do is just help promote this organization so people know that there are people out there that can help them. And if nothing else, there's an ear, someone who can listen to them and empathize with them. Our staff is very familiar with autism, having family members with autism. So it's not someone, when you call, you actually get someone who understands what you're going through.
You know, there are so many, I don't know, for whatever reason, but like Dan Marino, autism has no spectrum. You know what I mean? It's the entire spectrum. Dan mm-hmm. Marino, great quarterback, has a son that has it. Doug Flutie has a son that has it. I believe Rodney Peete, he used to be a quarterback, and he's married to the famous actor, Holly. She used to be in one of the big, she played part of a high school student in one of the big shows. Holly Robinson Peete, they have it, and they speak. But what I'm saying is these high-profile people in their areas mm-hmm. really said, okay, yeah, we didn't know anything about this either. Mm-hmm. We're going to make sure people know all about it and do what we can to support them. And that's how it's actually become a little bit more in the limelight, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. One of the things that people talk about is autism speaks, you know, and there are some individuals with autism who can't speak. They're nonverbal. And so, having people to support them and speak for them on their behalf to help them become more, embedded into our culture is important.
That's awesome.
You know, with autism, is that lifelong?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what your the society, let's say somebody has, seems like people would use this with younger kids, but that's, I mean, you let's say you Google this Autism Society of Greater Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
There's help for the whole spectrum from.
Yes. Yes. And the thing is our organization isn't that old, right? And so we're learning new things every day. And so as people grow up with autism, we're trying to find new ways to support them as well. So it's not just supporting the parents or the children with autism, but as the children grow into adults, what supports and services are available for them as adults? So we're learning, we're kind of, what they say, you're building the ship as you're flying it. We're doing that as well. Like we're constantly learning and evolving and saying, what do you need from us and how can we help you?
That's awesome. And you learn from each other as well.
Yeah.
You know, people try things that work and the society, so the funding, what you're having this golf outing to raise mm-hmm. money and mm-hmm. the money will go to the programs you said
mm-hmm.
and okay.
Yeah. And they go to support our local chapters. One of the things too that we want to do this year is a community needs assessment. So again, we have 53 counties, right? It's a huge area. And we know we're not supporting everybody that needs support. So what we're going to try to do is get out to as many of these communities as possible and say, what do you need from us? And that takes a lot of time. It takes a lot of funding, takes a lot of energy. But it's really important because once we get out there and understand the needs of the community, we're better equipped to serve them. And so that's what we're trying to do.
I think autism, we can't be afraid of it. I just had a, Johnny scolded me before, but I Googled famous people with autism, and for sure Elon Musk is on here. Bill Gates, Dan Aykroyd. I mean, there's just Albert Einstein. I mean, people can do very well. It's just it's a different way to approach things. And, and that socially awkward is something that we have to learn too, right? As just mm-hmm. people that maybe don't have autism and how to deal with people with autism.
Mm-hmm.
Because
Yeah. And we talked about this the last time I was on the show, too. It's just more about belonging, right? So how do we make everybody feel like they belong? Because everybody is different, neurotypical or not.
Anything we can do for the golf tournament?
Yes, we would love to have some foursomes come. So it's Tuesday, August 13th at Thornberry. So if you want to sign up for a foursome, we would love to have you.
Outstanding. How do they find out about it?
Our website, autismgreaterwi.org.
Outstanding. Yep. Let's fill it up.
That'd be great.
Absolutely. It is. And is how many people like about are in have autism? Do you know? I mean, it's not a handful.
Well, right now they're saying 1 in 36 children are diagnosed.
And wow.
That's diagnosed, remember. That's not how many people have it.
Unbelievable.
Right? So there are people who go undiagnosed. So it's more than that for sure.
Wow. Okay. Well, yeah, we gotta support this. The golf outing again is at Thornberry. It's the 13th of August. Foursomes.
Website again, please.
AutismGreaterWI.org.
Outstanding.
Right, you got like a silent auction stuff too. Some mm-hmm. more fun.
Quay Walker signed helmet.
All right.
Original.
Cool.
Nice.
That he wore.
Mm-hmm. Do you have Jarts doing the auction?
No, we've got we have Bill Schrader coming though.
Oh, that's cool.
He's great.
I know. He's awesome.
That guy's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Oh, fantastic.
I gotta do a shout out to Verve, our sponsor, our headline sponsor. Thank you, Verve.
All right.
Okay.
I was just gonna say we could get some signed Mino and the Mayor stuff, but I don't think he'd make much money off that.
We got some t-shirts if everybody spills their beer, they'd have something to wipe it up.
Right. Oh man.
Oh, Katie Hess, for everything you do for the Autism Society of Greater Wisconsin, thank you so very much. Whatever we can do for your fundraisers, whatever you have coming up, and with the golf outing, we'll keep pumping it to try to get you guys some more foursomes and things like that.
Right.
And people like you are...
Well, you make this place...
Yeah, exactly.
Better
make
community.
This a better place.
Yeah. Thank you. And we got a couple shirts to pick up the spills.
Also, we got a text here. Did Jim let the kid he was mentoring use the giant scissors? Keep your hands off those. I'm the mayor. You can use the golden shovel. I got to set our break. Back after this. You're outside, so be fine. Oh, look out, baby, because here I come. And I'm bringing you a love that's true. So get ready. So get ready.
Air on air. I hope I get to you before they do. The way I plan it, be out of sight. So tweedledee, tweedledum. Look out, baby.
Hey, welcome back. Come on in the mirror. Todd, I like you're going back old school music here. So get ready. So get ready. Like it.
Yeah.
Like it a lot. So, Todd, what did you do this past weekend?
I worked.
Why
are you asking that?
Just asking. I thought with all the things going on.
Oh, my goodness.
I thought you were going to be coming up here just for the fun stuff in Green Bay.
So I came up to load up on all the equipment for EAA, right?
Oh, okay.
Not a parking spot around here.
New,
so I had
new,
a,
new,
I
new,
legally
new,
pull
new.
Over and yeah. put the flashers on, and I'm yeah. running in and out. But,
yeah.
oh, my goodness, so many people in downtown Green Bay. It was yeah. really cool.
Yeah.
Really cool.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Hey, I just... So Katie was in talking about the autism, big fundraiser coming
yep.
up. But I just, you know, just you guys, just so that you know, this you were kind of making fun of me. But people with autism, Anthony Hopkins, Tim Burton, you know, Bill Gates. I mean, this is the real deal. So,
yeah.
I mean, you know, it's...
Well, and that's the
knows,
thing, like Katie said, imagine the people in years past that never got diagnosed.
And like you said, it knows no...
Yeah.
Not like, well,
no,
again,
no,
this area or this
socio,
right,
whatever.
Right.
Yeah. yeah, no, it's all over. So it's wonderful to have people like Katie helping in every way they can.
And there's so many of those things out there. There's just a lot of nonprofits. Yeah. And we just want these Scholarships Inc. That's nice to give money to them, right? Because that
yeah.
money goes to kids. And so,
just, you know, I wish wouldn't it be nice to be so famous where you have an organization like that come in and you just say, hey, would you like me to autograph something for you? I'll get you $500 or whatever. Wouldn't you do that all the time?
Yes.
I mean, all the time.
But I bet you it gets old.
I know it does, but so what? If it's for a really good organization, wouldn't it feel good just knowing that, you know, you're doing yeah. something like that?
Yeah, but I don't, you have to trust, like Katie's easy to trust. And some. But Bart Starr, towards the end, just, he personalized everything.
Yeah.
He did.
Yeah, because he didn't want people selling it on the secondary market.
Right.
Yeah, I agree.
Because we, sat down with him and had a bunch of stuff for him to sign, but it was all personalized. I was okay.
Yeah.
So anyway, if it goes to the right cause, I would do it until I couldn't do it anymore.
Yes. You're right. I agree. We got Drew Stefani coming up, EAA Communications. Then we have Todd Steffen coming up from the Miracle League. Ran into Todd yesterday. He's been one of the big people getting it all started here in the area. The Miracle League is one of those wonderful things you'll ever find in your entire life. They built beautiful fields for these kids. I just think it's awesome. But the part that is most, how do we even put this? Almost hard to imagine, hard to fathom. Hard to fathom.
Okay. Yeah.
What he told me yesterday was hard. It's like, why? How did this happen, Todd? He grew up listening to all of your uncle's albums and your dad.
See?
He said that you guys were the most popular musicians in their house, and they went Sunday afternoons, they would sit and play the Schmidt Brothers albums.
Johnny told me that off the air. You know what I said to him, Jim? What a crappy childhood.
All right, kids, let's get out the barbershop record.
This one's live from Carnegie Hall. Keep her down there. Keep her down for the crater. I'll give you a whack.
We both grew up doing that, so
yeah. Mm-hmm.
And Wednesdays they come over and practice.
So, okay. But anyway, I just thought you'd like that. The Todd told me yesterday his family had all of your albums,
my dad's albums,
and your dad's albums, and listened to them religiously.
Wow,
yeah,
that's cool.
Yes,
that's
awesome. So just thought I'd throw that out there.
I love it. I like this guy already.
I know you will. But I want to do some stuff for the Miracle League with them.
Well, and the Miracle League, and that's not the only venue that we have, because that park was dedicated at Bay Beach, that all-inclusive park. And I think that's akin to what the Miracle League has done.
The one I've always been to is the one in Alloway and Baird, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, really cool. I did a thing in Manitowoc one time, and they built one. And just great organizations, great people that help out along those lines.
Very fortunate to have organizations that support that.
That's what makes the difference. Yeah. Those are exactly what make the difference. Yeah. So, you know what I can't wait for tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
Yeah.
Oof. Early morning. What's tomorrow?
Brittany to absolutely school you on meteorological.
No problem.
Things. No problem. Okay. Because you think meteorologists are overrated or whatever. So I just want her to put her.
Not that they're overrated. They're not held as accountable as my career.
I think they are held more accountable than anybody. Anybody. Can you imagine? You imagine if the forecast calls for a chance of rain. And it doesn't rain.
What does that tell you?
And you go to some event. Hey, I thought you said it was going to rain.
No, and I said there was a chance. Yeah. There's a chance. And partly, that's the out. And then when they do the maps, see how far away they stand? So it's like, well, in this area here, that's kind of like, from Madison to Green Bay. It's like, but if you stand closer, they never use a pointer because that's too accurate. I don't know, man. I don't think. Well, I will say this about weather people. They are nice people.
Like very nice.
Tom Mahoney's cool. Brittany was great. My favorite, of course, is Cameron.
Yeah.
They're all good.
All right.
Can't think of the guy's name.
You got this one. It says, "You think Todd had a rough childhood? I make my kids listen to Schmidt City Council albums."
Wow, that's child abuse.
Yeah,
you don't want to do that.
Yeah.
Didn't KTEL put those out back in the day?
Oh, I was thinking, Todd, remember we were talking about that, the disappointment you'd get the album you wanted of the greatest hits, and it would be by, I want to say it was Ronco?
It wasn't Ronco.
Oh, it was KTEL, huh?
I don't know if it was KTEL or not. There was a series. There was a group that did that. Pickwick was a record company that would do that once in a while. But yeah,
it would be like "Sweet Caroline" by Studio Man.
And you get it. It's like, that's not Neil.
That's not them.
Yeah. No, I think Ronco.
But you'd have to ask,
Ronco was all that. Fishing and plastic stuff.
Was it Ronco that had the knife that could cut beer cans?
Yep. Right.
And then they had the pocket fishing.
Pocket fisherman? Right?
Yes.
He did the spray for the hair, the balding spray.
Yes.
Yeah.
He had the.
Do they do the boat, the duct tape like you can make a boat out of?
I don't think he did that.
He didn't do that one?
He did Mr. Microphone, though. Remember Mr. Microphone? You could tune it to a radio station and use a radio and then use your microphone and broadcast that.
No!
You don't remember the commercial? Guy's driving around in a convertible and they've got the mic on it and he says to the girl, "We'll be back to pick you up later, sweetheart." You don't remember that?
No! No!
John, come on.
No, I don't remember this. How do I not remember this?
I don't know.
Does anybody still have one of those albums? Send us a picture, please.
That had 30 songs.
30 of the greatest hits people you've never heard of.
Right. It was dolled in a studio by maybe one or two
bands.
And
barely sound anything like the actual artists. Yes. If anybody has one of those, please send us a picture. Yeah,
we all had them.
If you're moving, when you move, and it's like, oh, I got to get rid of some stuff. That'd be like one of the first things you'd get rid of. No question. Yep. Drew Stefaniak will be joining us from EAA right after this. This one is a lie. Sat around laughing and watching.